Thank you. Like to start with item number one.
Item one, from the Director, Department of Transportation and Milwaukee Transport Services, Inc., MTS, providing an informational report regarding MTS's organizational structure, governing bylaws, and annual, regular, and special meetings. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Rame. And just want to reiterate that it is just the audio, so if you could just state your name and go forward.
Good morning, Dan Bain, Managing Director of the Milwaukee County Transit System. Just to provide some background information on Milwaukee Transport Services, and I'm going to start where I left off in April when I had a similar report. Milwaukee Transport Services, as it currently exists, was created by and is under the control of Milwaukee County. In 2014, MTS became a quasi-governmental instrumentality to facilitate this transition from a private nonprofit to a quasi-governmental instrumentality. Milwaukee County's Office of Corporation Counsel prepared a revision of the MTS corporate bylaws. Those changes required approval by the FTA, which was granted. So today, the day-to-day operation and management of the Milwaukee County Transit System is the responsibility of MTS officials and managers, and part of this report involved including an organizational chart, so you'll see that attached. The MTS bylaws state that business and affairs of the corporation shall be managed by its board of directors with policy oversight by Milwaukee County. Policy matters regarding transit services are the purview of the Transportation, Public Works, and Transit Committee, this table right here. Budgetary matters of transit are initially addressed by the Finance and Audit Committee before they go to the full board. The Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors and Milwaukee County Executive can access and review records necessary to assess the corporation's performance at any time. They also have final approval over all matters that come before the committees of the county board. The MCDOT director and staff provide direct oversight of MCTS. That oversight is on a daily basis at times, and support for transit, including the management and administration of federal and state grants. The MTS board meets once a year to appoint officers as necessary and designate who within the organization may sign checks and authorize contracts and other sort of corporate administrative items. And I know that's a topic of great discussion. The MTS board has been meeting once a year for 40 plus years. I'd like to make a couple of comments about the second item, unless you prefer that I stop at this point and wait until that comes up, because they're so closely aligned.
Well, what I would like, before we venture off into a different item, we'll go through the normal committee process to see if committee members and the public have any comments on item number one, and then we can read item number two, and then kind of, as you said, they do overlap, but we'll stick in that format. Is that the end of your report then?
Yes, I'll gladly take any questions.
Okay, thank you. Any questions from committee members? Okay, pardon?
I know there's an organizational chart, but does that also show who sits on the board of directors?
No, that's...
Is there another item?
That's mentioned within the report. If you'd like, I can go through that list.
Just to put it on the record, I guess.
Yes, the board of directors for MCTS is comprised of five individuals, and this is the board of directors that Corporation Council determined in collaboration with the county executive and the county board back in 2014. Those individuals include the Milwaukee County Department of Transportation director, Ms. Donna Brown Martin, the MCDOT deputy director, who is also in attendance this morning, that's Ms. Julie Esch. The MCDOT Senior Fiscal Manager, that's Bill Lacamas, who works with the MCDOT. The general manager of the Milwaukee County Transit System, that would be myself, and the chairman of the Transportation, Public Works, and Transit Committee, Chair Weishaupt.
And it's in the bylaws that you guys just meet once a year?
Corporations in the state of Wisconsin are required to have a board of directors, and the board of directors is responsible for making sure that the business aspects of a corporation are covered. Those things include purchases, writing checks, making sure that there's checks and balances within the professional administration of a corporation. For us, the question of shall we be self-insured for workers' compensation is a topic that gets reaffirmed on a biannual basis, as the state of Wisconsin needs to see that type of affirmation from the corporation, and that would come from a board of directors.
And that would include all operations as well.
There isn't much discussion about operations.
Okay.
The operations are consistent with policy that's set by this body, and it's consistent with direction that is given by the Milwaukee County Department of Transportation. It's consistent with best practices in the transit industry as it's known by the administration, the staff that operates the transit system.
Thank you.
Any other questions from committee members? Right. We do have one card on item number one, Mr. Tom Stawicki.
Morning, Mr. Chair, County Supervisors. Tom Stawicki, Legislative Director for Amalgamated Transit Union Local 998, with just a real brief comment. Although the MTS bylaws pretty much allocate responsibilities to various entities, which Director Bain pointed out, it still should address problems surrounding the day-to-day operations of MCTS for the benefit of its employees. It should be a little bit more transparent for us to understand exactly what their function is. And we believe that the structure should include quarterly meetings at least. And like I stated, more transparency, because we hear of them on occasion and we never know when that meeting is. And I do believe under Wisconsin law, they have to post it for open meetings law. We never really get it, unless I'm looking in the wrong direction, where we can actually go to see that meeting. So that's all I have.
Okay, thank you for your comments.
Supervisor Weisham.
Yes. Director.
Can you hear me okay?
No.
All right. I'll speak up.
If you could just state your name too for...
Donna Brown Martin. I'm the director of Milwaukee County Department of Transportation. I just want to follow up with some clarity. I believe that Mr. Beam did a good job of outlining the bylaws and our responsibilities as it pertains to the MTS board. The MTS board does meet once a year. It is posted in the newspaper. It is posted online with a notice through CLIC, I think that's what it's called, or LSIC. And so it's in January on an annual basis. It'll be up for debate in terms of whether or not we add additional meetings for discussion. But the main thing that's important is that the MTS board meets to discuss the matters of governance, not operations. Operations and management is the responsibility of this body. For the county, this body has the responsibility, as well as the board, in terms of management and operational policy that's set. And my department has the responsibility of implementing what this body puts forth as part of those activities in conjunction with the county exec. So just want to make sure that that's clear in terms of operational matters. Management overall, it's not necessary from additional boards or committees. And in terms of committees themselves, There are the Citizen Advisory Committee, TSAC, that also allows both the citizens who utilize the service as well as unions to sit on that committee and provide input into the overall operations of the committee. So I just wanted to make sure that was on the record.
Supervisor Logsdon.
Hi, my question's directed to Donna Brown Martin. The Citizens Advisory Committee, is this SLC, are they aware of the employees when the advisory committee meets, or does it have a regular scheduled meeting date, time?
It does have regularly scheduled meetings. Actually, I'll ask Dan Bean to speak a little bit to the TSAC committee.
Okay.
Mr. Chair and Supervisor, the Transit Services Advisory Committee is a creation of this body, the Transportation Public Works and Transit Committee, and the County Board of Supervisors. They're currently meeting on a bi-monthly schedule. Members are appointed by the Chairman of the Board of the County Board of Supervisors. There is a union representative, Mr. Tom Stawicki. He has been regularly attending the meetings to the extent that he can. He occasionally misses one. We haven't had a liaison for the Transit Services Advisory Committee to the County Board of Supervisors or to this committee for about a year and a half. Supervisor Sartori was filling that role diligently. He showed up at every meeting up until the point where the last election occurred and he was not reelected. So we do have an outlet. We do sometimes struggle to find enough seats, struggle to find diversity of the community to represent on the Transit Services Advisory Committee. And I want to emphasize, keyword advisory. But it's an opportunity for people to come to the table with a voice, share an opinion, weigh in on matters that we might be contemplating for the future, advise us as to whether we're headed in the right direction or something. An example would be when we introduced the MCARD. We talked with them about how it would work, what features would you like, what features would you not care for and don't consider needing, and it was a way to reach out to the public in a pilot group before we reached out to the public in a large scale. If we have a change that we want to communicate, we can start with that group, gauge how effective our communication is, and then shape it differently for going to the public as a whole. It's a valuable organization for the transit system. And it was a good idea for this body to create the Transit Services Advisory Committee.
Yep. Continue.
Is this a well-attended meeting? Are the union employees along with the public both show up to these meetings?
It's a small group of regular attendees. The size of the group comes and goes. People serve a few terms and then move on to other things in their life, and new people come in. There's a diversity of age, diversity of ability. We do have Mr. Tom Stawicki, who is here today. He just spoke on the first item. He is the active union representative on the Transit Services Advisory Committee.
I guess my question is about how many people approximately attend this meeting to interact with management at this meeting, et cetera, to solve problems?
Yeah, the attendance is about a dozen.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions from Supervisor Sebring?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm a little confused. We've been told a couple of times now that this committee has the oversight and authority with the day-to-day operations of MCTS. Over the past couple of years, I've looked into some of the policies regarding day-to-day operations. And I've been told a number of times by Corporation Counsel that the only thing that this committee has authority over that can tell MCTS this is what you're going to do when it comes to day-to-day operations is policy regarding fares. And that's the only thing that this committee has the authority over when it comes to the day-to-day operations of MCTS. So I don't know how we can sit here and be told that we set the policy regarding day-to-day operations when Corporation Council is telling me that we don't, that the only thing we have authority over is policy regarding fares. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Mr.
Chair, it may be helpful for me to try to clarify. The committee has control over fares, as you've indicated. It also has control over the locations that bus routes operate, which is why we come to this body with any bus route changes. We come to this body with bus route mergers, some of the things we've talked about. The other way in which this body controls the operation of the transit system is through the resolutions and ordinances and budget amendments. So we operate consistently with state, local, federal regulations. If this body chooses to shape how we operate day to day through a law change, it has the ability to do that. This body, and by extension, the entire county board, through adopting a budget, really creates the template for how we operate during that subsequent 12-month year. So we're not making decisions as to what we do, where, when, and how. We're following the budget. That budget includes dollars directed towards certain activities, the continuation of the services the previous year, unless distinctly different, something's added or something's removed. The budget also identifies policy about things like how many buses we'll purchase or the types of buses, et cetera. So we are really guided by this organization, and this table does an excellent job of getting public input. You're very open to comments from employees, from the public, from riders, from advocates. This is really the right place for that type of activity to happen.
Any other comments? Just follow up on that, though. I think there needs to be a distinction. The workplace rules, how you schedule certain work requirements, what benefit packages, what retirement benefits, all those types of things are not under this committee's authority. That is part of the administrative function, and where a lot of the you could say friction between management and employees come is in that realm there. Whether or not we do not dictate that a grievance process, we do not dictate any type of you could say paperwork kind of management of how you run the shop that's there.
Mr. Chair, that is an excellent distinction. And those activities are guided largely by the collective bargaining agreements because so much of our workforce is represented. So we have a bargaining agreement with ATU, and the terms of how you negotiate that agreement is monitored or established by the NLRB, the National Labor Review Board, which bounds us to things like good faith bargaining. And we are engaged in that bargaining. And we have federal protections of union rights through 13C. So when I say we're bound to follow state, local, and federal rules, and I guess the other part of it is MTS for about 40 years was a private nonprofit. It was initially set up by Milwaukee County, but it operated as a contractor to the county. So a lot of these systems are legacy systems, and they weren't directly under the control of the county at that time. And they're not presently directly under the control. They're more controlled by all of these other legal matters and agreements and things. If this board were to pass a resolution, if this committee and the county board were to pass a resolution specifying a strong interest in the workforce at the transit system having X benefit, we would look at how we could follow that resolution. I haven't seen that type of activity come forward, but it seems like there's interest in stepping in and dealing with some of the friction points. And friction's not bad. Friction's a part of working to agreement. Friction's a part of give and take so that you find something that works for everybody. I mean, if there's no friction, there's no movement anywhere.
Any other questions from committee members?
I'm just going to add one thing.
Sure. Supervisor Drinchin.
Thank you. So when we started this monthly report about our labor situation, I feel like it was like at least a year ago or more, but I remember one report in particular where it was where we were informed that some of the things that were being discussed included health care that county employees had. And why I'm bringing that up is, if you recall, to my colleagues, is we had asked the question, like, where did that come from? Because you kept suggesting parity. And so it's questions like that, but that certainly was not from the leadership of this committee, that came from your own entity, that caused us to kind of question, like, what is the direction here? How is this moving forward? And I think friction and democracy and deliberation are interesting concepts that work sometimes and most of the time. But what's more important that this committee wants, and if someone doesn't agree, they can speak out, is the continuity of service. We, as you know, and you all work together to run the largest public transit system in the state. It's the most important. It gets people everywhere they go. So what we're concerned about is that it's continuing to serve folks that are in need, that call us every day. And that's more important to me than friction or whatnot. And I want that to guide our principles and practice. I guess if I don't say it, you can't assume it, I want to be a good employer. You know, when you look at our workforce, especially the hardworking men and women, it's a tough job out there. Today it's 90 degrees, you know, and it's really challenging. And so we want to be not only the drivers and operators of the largest system, but also one of the best and top employers out there, so that we can retain employees that can support their families, that go to our schools and help our economy. And so the reason I'm saying that is not to be on a soapbox, but it appears to me that if we aren't explicit in how we want this to be governed and operated, it defaults to somewhere else, some entity, because again, 6 months to a year ago, I don't even know where the parity came from county healthcare. And in fact, I actually questioned it and even questioned the federal regulations around that. So I wanted to clearly state today, those are the things that are important to me as a public policymaker in Milwaukee County, to hopefully help, you know, assist you as you go forward. So thank you.
Mr. Chair, sure. Supervisor, if I may, one of the standard practices in negotiation is to seek out comparables. What's the pay rate of other bus operators in other communities? Are we lagging behind that? Do we need to do more? You also look at comparables in terms of health care, and that's what we were doing, was looking at comparables. Now, some would argue that the county is not a good comparable, other transit systems are. That was just a standard practice, but you've certainly made your message clear. We, too, want to be a good employer. We have a great workforce. They work hard. They work well. We're looking at comparables, so we know that we're tracking well with other transit systems in compensation for bus operators. We're lagging behind in compensation for mechanics. We want to do something about that. We want to be a good employer. So we're doing our best to follow the nuanced guidance of this committee, and you know, I hope that ATU is weary of negotiations as we are, because we do want to move things forward, and we always have. We've had a 90 plus day lag now with no activity other than, you know, open public activation, agitation, but we're not meeting. We haven't met in over 90 days, and we can talk about that more in one of the latter agenda items.
All right. Thank you. Any questions from committee members? All right. Seeing none, we'll move on. That was just for informational. We'll move on to item number 2.